A quarter of Navajo LGBTQ youth have been kicked out of the house because they are gay. And they are three times more likely to attempt suicide than their white counterparts. That's according to a Diné Policy Institute study. And many Navajo youth have left the reservation for Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Los Angeles, places where they're more accepted and allowed to marry a person of the same sex. But in some families on the Navajo Nation, an unlikely champion is coming forward to celebrate them. From KJZZ's Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports.
Michelle Sherman was 5 years old when she discovered she was different.
I remember seeing two guys holding hands. And then my mom's like, oh, that's disgusting. So it kind of, I was like, oh, okay, maybe it is disgusting.
Michelle started to believe she was disgusting, and at only 11 years old, she attempted suicide.
And I really thought something was wrong with me. But then the thing that stopped me was, of course, my grandmother.
Yeah. That's it.
93-year-old Alice Palmer has grown up in Upper Fruitland, New Mexico, on the northern edge of the Navajo Nation, and raised her family here. She recently suffered a stroke and is now difficult to understand. But she and Michelle have always been close. They watch wrestling together, grind corn together, and go to the flea market together. Through her teens, Michelle tried to fit in, but she was living a double life. At 19, her sister walked in on Michelle and her girlfriend in her bedroom.
She just barged in the door and, you know, yelled at me like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you shouldn't be doing this. Like, what's wrong with you? This is gross, this is disgusting, and, you know, made me feel less human.
And then her sister said,
what do you think Grandma's going to think about you?
And that's when Michelle knew she had to leave. The last thing she wanted to do was disappoint her grandmother. But it turns out it was her grandmother Alice that knew and loved Michelle all along for who she was. Across the Navajo Nation, elders have come to the aid of granddaughters and grandsons when the rest of the family rejects them. Medicine men revere the two-spirited, as they're sometimes called.
When I came out to my family, my mother, of course, took it the hardest, but my grandparents didn't.
Alray Nelson is a Navajo LGBTQ rights activist. Historians say federally run boarding schools and other assimilation tactics have taught generations of Navajo, including Alray and Michelle's parents, to discriminate. Just look at Navajo leadership. In 2005, the Tribal Council passed the Diné Marriage Act, rejecting same-sex marriage. Nelson heads up Diné Equality, which is working to repeal the law.
We are seeing clearly the after effects of what colonialism can look like and how it really shifted our values as Navajo people. Whereas at the time, if you were LGBTQ and growing up in a Navajo traditional families celebrated that fact. They said that we were sacred. They said that we had sacred roles.
Roles as mediators, as leaders. Traditionalists believe the two-spirited are powerful and there are multiple genders. Navajo historian Jennifer Dinette Dale says the Diné creation story includes a Nadle.
And today we take the Nadle as a being who was what we would call an intersex person today, meaning that this was a person that had both sexual organs of the male and the female and is considered to be a third gender in Navajo society.
When first man and first woman weren't getting along, it was the Nadle who intervened. After Michelle Sherman earns her bachelor's degree, she plans to return to the Navajo Nation, where LGBTQ youth often don't have access to resources, let alone the internet.
Is that tempting for you to leave?
That's so easy, though. If I want to keep inspiring, then why do it, you know, home? Just like my grandma, she's here. She still inspires people.
Michelle looks down at her forearm where she's tattooed a diamond-shaped design her grandmother was famous for when she could still weave rugs. On the other side of her arm are her scars, reminding her every day that she's still here, that she has a purpose, and that is to help Navajo youth. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.